This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, that was Adam Schefter yesterday. Seems to have a new rumor about the Browns every day, audio courtesy of ESPN. Jason Lloyd in for Ken Carmen. So, Jason, if you thought you got people frustrated with the last segment, perhaps this segment you can redeem yourself. So I'll just flat out ask you, at this point, who's going to be the starting quarterback for the Browns in September?
Can we fill out the room first? They have one quarterback on the roster who's healthy.
Kenny Pickett.
So I guess that's your starter. As of right now, they've got nobody else on the roster.
Okay, so I made a case to Ken that I could see a pathway for Kenny Pickett to be the starting
100%,
quarterback.
100%, yes.
He lost his mind.
Why?
I think he was assuming that Kenny Pickett was going to be third string and was just going to be an arm.
They have one quarterback on the roster. So right now, Kenny Pickett's your... Even if they draft a rookie, I mean, Baker sat.
Baker sat. Drake May sat last year to start out and then came in and showed some promise, right?
We just talked about with the Guardians.
Jaden Daniels started week one.
We just talked about with the Guardians. What you look like on opening day isn't necessarily what you look like 2 months later. Who the Browns starting quarterback is in week one isn't necessarily who their quarterback is going to be week... Five, six, seven.
Well, I will say, if they were to draft Shador Sanders at number two overall and started Kenny Pickett, you know, week one, I think there'd be annoyance. Like, come on, Shador can process. Like, he's a perfect fit for the system. I remember I made those arguments for Baker back when it was Tyrod Taylor or Baker, and I'm like, just start Baker. But things have kind of shifted again. And they kind of do in this league. They go from one end to the other. You are seeing guys sit again to start out. And I don't think the pressure would be there to, like, make the playoffs next year. If they draft Shador, I think fans, like Miles wants to make the playoffs and Joel Bitonio wants to make the playoffs and they'll be playing their butt off to try to do so. But I think the fans will be like, all right, it's probably not going to be a playoff year. It's not going to be like it was the last few years where it was like playoffs or bust. Did you like that reading of that, or do you think I'm off?
I think it's more goes to the organization and I mean the jobs that are at stake and which one gives you a better chance to win right away. Like that, Baker didn't have – Hugh didn't have that in 2018. Like, correct me if I'm wrong. His job wasn't on the line in 2018 when Baker was first brought in. So they felt like they had time where they could sit him. And, really what's most interesting to me – played on that clip coming in is Cam Ward can be had. Like, Titans don't believe in him. Because if you believed in him, if that was your guy, there is no price. You're staying at one. The year of Andrew Luck, is there any trade you could have made with the Colts to get out of that spot?
Trevor Lawrence.
I was just kidding, like, and Trevor hasn't turned into what we thought he was going to be.
But at that time.
At that time.
He was a flawless prospect.
Was there any trade you could have given Jacksonville to move off that spot?
Like, was there one for Caleb Williams last year?
Boy, that's a good question, because there was some film stuff that year that the pundits were like, there is some sloppy mechanics here.
Yeah.
But you're right. The way that Caleb, it was still going to always be Caleb.
It was
Caleb,
going to be Caleb. And that's not this. And like, the pick is for sale. Like, that's what I took from what Schefter said. The pick is 100% for sale.
Did too.
That doesn't mean they're going to meet the price necessarily. But if you're Tennessee, like, look at this from Tennessee's perspective. Is anybody in trouble getting fired right now? No. The two teams below them, is anybody in trouble getting fired?
Yes.
Yeah. And so you have time in Tennessee that the teams below you don't necessarily have. And if you don't totally love the guy, and you're also looking at a Browns franchise that just gave up 3 first-round picks and $230 million because they were desperate for a franchise quarterback. If you're Tennessee, don't you sit there and go, well, they got all their picks back. Let's see. Let's put the worm on the hook and see. Can we get 3 number ones for this? Can we get 2 number ones? You know what I'm saying?
But man, do you think the Browns would look bad trading up to get Cam when...
You can't worry about what it looks like.
Because once that trade is made, you're going to be like, they were never taking Cam. Oh my God, we didn't call their bluff. We should have called their bluff.
But you can't worry about the optics. You can't worry about what it looks like. This is the thing I've been saying all along.
That, to me, I'll tell you, that does, as much as I've talked about, yeah, trading up does make sense. If you have Cam as a way better prospect than Shador, if it's 1A, 1B, then
don't.
That's silly.
Right.
But if you have him as a way better prospect than a lot of these people at the Combine have Shador as a second round, at least that's what they say.
Right.
They had him as a second round guy. But Cam has always been a first round, you know, top half of the first round guy from 95%. I know Bucky Brooks had it different, but almost everybody has been in unison saying that. And we were talking the last few days, and I told Ken, yeah, I guess I would trade up. But, you know, now that I really think about it and I've seen all the noise, I think you got to call their bluff. I think you got to call their bluff, because they may not be in love with Cam Ward after all.
They're not.
And so for you to have to trade up to get him, man, you're giving up assets to go get him too. Now, that's the other part of this. On the trade value chart that we've been going over, and Owen, you were all over this, and I know you were looking at just the numbers, and didn't we come away with, hey, it would only take a...
But it wouldn't. Throw the chart out. But it wouldn't. It wouldn't, because you're talking about a quarterback, you're talking about the number one pick. Like, if you look at the chart, yeah. Like, I was looking at this a couple weeks ago. I can't find any trade between 1 and 2 in the NFL. There's never been a swap between 1 and 2. Like, it's weird. There's been 3 to 1. I never found a 2 to 1. And the number one pick has only been traded, like, twice in the last 25 years. For as much as it's talked about...
Wow, that is very interesting.
It hardly ever happens. Like, the two, I just drew a blank. What were the two? Jared Goff was one.
Okay.
And I forget the other one.
Did they count Phillip Rivers and Eli Manning as a trade? I mean, it happened after.
That might have been the other one.
The picks were made.
No, I don't remember. I can pull it up and I can find it during the break. But it hardly ever happens that one is traded, that the number one pick is traded. And I've never found it between 1 and 2. So that would be a first. And you could come up with 100 reasons probably of why 1 and 2 never have gotten together on a swap. But if you're the Browns and you are convinced it's Cam Ward, it has to be Cam Ward, then make the trade. But you have to believe that he's the one and there is no two.
Would they have already known that? Like, so do you think they would need that private workout yesterday? Because now you get into some interesting...
That's very telling to me, that Jimmy Haslam got on a plane and went to Miami to see Cam Ward. That's very telling. So, yeah, I just think Tennessee is telling you the pick is for sale. For whatever reason, whether they don't believe in Cam Ward, whether they believe they have more time, whether they like the quarterback's better in 26, there's nobody in danger of being fired, they feel like they can hoodwink the Browns into, because they've already done this once, they already traded 3 number ones once for a quarterback. If you're Tennessee, you don't think they've had that conversation of, hey, they just traded 3 ones to move up and get their quarterback. And it didn't work. And now they got all their picks back.
So now it's about squeezing every last which bit they of an asset that they can get
which they
from the
should.
Browns.
That's what they should do. That's what a good organization would do. And that, and if you come to the conclusion that it's not Cam and it's not worth it, then, you know, I'm not sitting here and declaring the number one pick's going to be traded for sure, but it sure sounds like it's for sale if there's somebody who wants to come up and meet the price.
And this is what is so interesting about the spot the Browns in. 216-474-0092, going to get back to the phones here, that I can find just as many people right now that think the Browns are not staying there, they're trading down. So not only are they not trading up, they are trading down in all of this. And then it's like, well, what was the point of, man, having your owner go down? You're right. Like, it wasn't going to be like Jimmy Haslam was going to be talked out of it by watching him throw at a private workout. Like, that's not going to happen. Are you only doing all of this to try to generate just confusion?
No.
Is there any benefit
They've
whatsoever?
Done a really nice job. I think the Browns have done a really nice job. This trades, like, they are spinning all of us in 100 different directions. Nobody has any idea. And I think part of the reason for the confusion, I said this a couple weeks ago, part of the reason I think for all the confusion at the top of the board is because Tennessee hasn't made a decision yet. Because if there's nothing to hide if you're number one. Like, if you, how many times is it that the number one team comes out and says, this is where we're taking Cam Ward, period. That's it. It's over. And that never happened. That hasn't happened. So that has led to a lot of confusion across the board. I think because of the, I just think this is going to be a really volatile draft with quarterbacks because there is no great order. There is no, yeah, okay, Cam looks like the number one. Who's two? Is it really Shador? Is there somebody else? I just think this could be a draft of a lot of unexpected where on draft night, there's a lot of, wow, didn't see that coming. Wow, we never talked about that. Just because there is no great order to these
guys. I mean,
guys.
Albert Breer said if he doesn't get taken in the top three, it is a free fall potentially for Shador Sanders. Let's go back to the phones. Patrick in Hudson, next up on the Fan. Welcome to the show, Patrick.
Guys, good morning. No, you know what? Awesome points this morning. I love to talk. Lima, you just had a good point where I totally agree. I think that the pick is absolutely up for sale, or else he's not saying the things that he's saying. And I think he's doing what he should do. He's trying to get some bait on the pick. Now, I absolutely think that they don't want to take Cam Ward. And my worrisome is that if the Browns don't trade up and they call their bluff, is that another team is still going to go up there for that number one pick at that point. And then we're still going to lose on a Cam Ward. So I'll be honest, that's who I want. I don't want to wait another year for another quarterback class that you never know how those things turn out and happen. If that's your guy, and it seems to be because you're not flying down to Miami with your owner, your head coach, and your GM for no reason, is absolutely, other than hopefully not trading another first-round pick and hopefully not giving up that 33rd overall pick, man, do what you got to do to go get that guy.
All right, thank you for the call. By the way, speaking of next year's draft, I mean, I've seen so many fans go, just wait till next year's the year. Next year's the year. Arch Manning, he's thrown 95 passes.
No, I know.
And his college career.
And like, full, I wrote that in December. And the whole point to that was Jimmy Haslam has been in love with the Manning family for 20 years. You don't think he'd love to get his hands on Arch? Now, who's to say Arch even comes out after next year?
Yeah, we don't know.
Or that he's going to be any good. But it's...
Or is Jimmy one of the boosters and paying him NIL to stay in Tennessee? Well, that would be a weird twist, right? Depending on where the Browns are drafting.
Yeah. Well, I mean, this year is certainly an anomaly with quarterbacks. Typically, there's more than... Typically, the best quarterback in the draft isn't four in any other year, three or four in any other year, and that seems to be the case with this. So you would think that next year... But it's all a risk, of course. Of course it's all a risk. It's all a calculated risk. Certainly, the names next year, on paper, seem to look a little bit more appealing than what you have to pick from this year. But I totally get fans not wanting to wait another year. I get it. But that may be the reality that they're in.
Mike in Stowe. Welcome to the show, Mike.
Morning, Anthony. Jason, welcome. Nice to see you on the show today. How are you guys doing?
Hey, Mike.
So I heard you last night, Anthony. I agree with what you put on there about I think they should have been at that bro day. I really do. So I'm just going to put that out there. But here's the thing. Ben Newberry takes quarterback one or two guys. He's putting his ass on the line. That's for sure. And he's not going to do that because they're not worth putting his butt on the line. I just don't think so. And for people who think Cam Ward is just – we need other stuff, guys. We cannot go up and give up more assets to get a quarterback who's still a risk at one. He's not a Andrew Luck. you know, like you guys brought up. You know, I'm not saying you're comparing him to that, but that's not – that's the kind of guy you go up to one to get. Not a guy who half the league's not even sold on.
But you can't go up to get Andrew Luck because he's not for sale.
No, I understand that, Jason. What I'm saying is this is not an Andrew Luck. You're not going to – I don't see why you give up more assets to go get this guy when you have an offensive line that is not fixed yet. You have – and they're old. And you need a lot more than just a quarterback. You can't throw a guy to the wolves like that. And you're going to draft a guy that's going to probably have to start then if you take him that early. It just doesn't fit. It doesn't make sense.
All right, thank you. Thank you, Mike.
Fans can't throw a guy to the wolves like that. Andrew Berry and Kevin Stefanski, who might be on their last couple months living in Cleveland, they can definitely throw a guy to the wolves.
And I will also continue to say this. Like, if anybody thinks just taking Abdul Carter, who now has injury concerns that he's going to come into the league with, and I think he's a fine player. I don't think he's generational like Myles Garrett or anything remotely like that. But if anybody truly thinks that that's a safe pick, Jason, if they win 4 or 5 games with the safe pick of Abdul Carter, I think they're all getting fired. I don't care what kind of contract extensions everybody got. I don't care how Jimmy Haslam and them might all be on the same page today.
That's a really complicated conversation because
I don't think it is. No, I think this town will be done with the Browns.
No, I think it is.
Season ticket holders are all going to say we're out, and I think the Haslams will go, hey, we can get anybody we can hire anybody that can win 4 or 5 games in consecutive years.
If it's the conversations that you're having in that building, if you're sitting down with Jimmy, if you're Andrew Berry and his staff and Kevin, whoever, and you look at these quarterbacks and you go, this is a really bad time to be looking for a quarterback because we don't like we don't believe in these guys. How can you take a quarterback you don't believe in? And if I said this before, you can only shop in the aisle where the food is, where the groceries are. And if that's the groceries you have to pick from, if you come to a consensus as a franchise that this just isn't good enough and we're going to have to wait, well, now you have to trust the owner to have the patience. And that's where I don't know that you can necessarily trust him to have. Like, it's easy. That's the part I guess I agree with you on. It's easy for Jimmy to sit here in March and say, okay, we're going to wait. But then you get to October and November. Wow. It's hard. I don't know that you can trust them to continue to hold on. This is a terrible year to go looking for a quarterback.
And both in the draft and
free agency. Yeah, wherever. This is like the worst possible time for this to happen. And that's just the reality of where they're at, that they very well, for the health of the organization, may be better off waiting another year. And now you have to trust the owner to have the patience to see that out. And that's a really big gamble.